From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carol Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. You are too kind. Thank you. Great show for you today. Today, our Not My Job contestant will be Yo-Yo Ma. Yes, now, for those of you who don't know, Yo-Yo Ma, one of the greatest cellists alive, what am I talking about? You're all public radio listeners. You know who he is. You all had posters of him up in your bedroom when you were in the eighth grade. You all used to dream of the day where you'd meet him and you'd finally get to say, "Yo, Yo-Yo." Well, that day is here, ladies and gentlemen, but first, it's your turn. Call us up, answer some questions about the week's news. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello, Peter. This is James Brown from San Leandro, California.
James Brown.
You're dead.
Ow!
That's where you went.
Yeah.
You know, I have to say, I'm going to guess, as sad as it was to lose the Godfather of Soul, perhaps you felt a certain relief at that point.
I did. Now I'm the only one.
Now you're the only one. Well, congratulations. Welcome to the show, James. Let me introduce you to our panel. First, say hello to a humorist and the author of many books, most recently On the Wealth of Nations, Mr. P.J. O'Rourke.
Hello, Mr. O'Rourke.
James, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good.
Also say hello to the woman behind the syndicated advice column, Ask Amy, Ms. Amy Dickinson.
Ms. Dickinson, a pleasure.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. We're very formal tonight.
I was about to say. And lastly, say hello to a humorist and the author of several books and audio programs, which are all shamelessly promoted at Baudette.com, Mr. Tom Baudette.
Hi, Mr. Baudette.
How are you?
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Well, James, welcome to the show. Now, you're going to start us off with Who's Carl This Time? Carl Castle, of course.
Mr. Castle.
Excuse me. Or Carl the K, as we sometimes call him.
The Carl.
We'll now reenact three moments from the week's news. Your job, of course, identify or explain just two of them. Do that, you'll win our prize. Carl's voice in your home answering machine. Ready to do it?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, let's try. Here's your first quote.
It was just like any open-air market in Indiana in the summertime. Lots of people, lots of booths, and a friendly, relaxed atmosphere.
That was Congressman Mike Pence of Indiana, who took a stroll, along with Senator John McCain and other dignitaries, through a wonderful, friendly, relaxed market. Where?
I'm going to guess in Baghdad.
In fact,
Baghdad. What district?
Yay.
Yes. What congressional district in Indiana? Because I am so staying out of it.
I'm about to say.
It's Gary.
It's got to be Gary.
It's Gary.
It's right outside Gary.
Muncie.
The man has seen some action.
Yeah.
What
Why not?
Can I say? Yeah.
Well, I think an open-air market in Indiana is a safe way with its roof torn off, isn't it?
Anyway, Pence tagged along with Senator John McCain as McCain went out to prove his assertion from about a week ago that things are going so swimmingly in Iraq that, why, you could just go out for a stroll if you wanted to. And it turns out Senator McCain was right. You can if you take about 100 heavily armed American soldiers, including rooftop snipers, plus three or four attack helicopters hovering above, and, of course, body armor. Now, a Washington Post reporter reading this statement from Congressman Pence actually called up some people in Muncie, Congressman Pence's home district, and they asked him if their open-air markets have any explosions, snipers, anything like that. And the answer was no. Quote, maybe some overeager dogs jumping at people, unquote.
You get a Purple Heart for that?
I don't know.
Usually they get you a little lower than that, these overeager dogs.
Oh, you know those people in Iraq would pay to be merely humped by a dog at this point. All right, very good. Here's your next quote.
I went to Iran, and all I got was this lousy suit.
That was Britain's Sun newspaper putting a headline about the story about the ill-fitting suits that were a parting gift from Iran to whom?
To 15 captured British sailors.
Exactly right.
Yay.
Very good.
Are they clapping for me?
No,
they are.
A minute.
They're clapping for your success.
Were they captured or just
they were definitely
guests.
Captured. They were.
Oh, I thought they were guests.
No. They were guests of the regime in that they were not allowed to leave until the regime said they could.
It's sort of like I was a guest of high school.
Exactly. Exactly. Much the same way. It is still something of a mystery as to why exactly Iran decided to release the 15 British sailors and Marines. Maybe it had something to do with the Iranians that were being held by the Americans in Iraq who were suddenly released, but both sides deny it. Because if the evildoers we are dealing with knew that we were willing to deal with the evildoers, then they'd do more evil. But Iran was certainly very generous to the sailors and Marines. Not only did they allow them to pick out the new suits you heard about from a rack of clothes, but they gave the former hostages shopping bags filled with souvenirs. That's true, you know, such as the Ayatollah action figure collection, the Ahmadinejad home interrogation kit.
Well, they got back at them by putting the released Iranians in those Old Navy sweatshirts.
Oh, yeah. It is funny. They did look kind of strange coming off the plane wearing them.
Yeah, it looked like they'd just gone through a Men's Warehouse outlet store.
It's like, I'm President Ahmadinejad, and I guarantee you will like the way you look.
Yeah.
All right, here is your last quote.
The strangest thing I've tried to snort, my father. I snorted my father. He was cremated, and I couldn't resist grinding him up with a little bit of blow.
That remarkable claim was made by a rock and roll legend this week, who?
Oh, I'm going to have to guess, but I'm going to say Keith Richards.
Oh, good guess.
I got it? Yeah. Oh, wow.
Always a fair bet there.
No, it was James Taylor. You know? Yeah.
Or James
who else is it going to be?
Right.
Richards revealed his father's final resting place in an interview with a British music magazine. It immediately made headlines around the world. Then a spokesman for Richards came out and said, no, he was just joking.
He was just drunk at the time.
Yeah. No, it turns out, in truth, this sort of thing is an old Richards family tradition. In truth, in 1969, he freebased his maternal grandparents for Christmas. Carl, how did James Brown do on our show?
Thank you. Yes. Mr. Brown had a great game, Peter. He had 3 correct answers, so James, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Well done, sir.
Thank you.